This hour of Overdrive is delivered by Skip the Dishes. Skip the Dishes delivers the food you want from the restaurants you love. Place your order using the Skip the Dishes app or online at skipthedishes.com. Never filtered, always fun.
You have to make a point of feeding the fish and checking in on the fish.
But if the
that fish put his little mouth outside the water to give you a kiss goodnight, then it's a pet. But the fish doesn't do it.
This is Overdrive with Hayes, Noodles, and the O-Dog on TSN 1050.
I got to ask a stupid question.
Yes?
Why is traffic so much worse when it's sunny out?
Because people that don't drive...
Do you not find that?
I know it. I believe I have the answer.
What is it?
You have people here that are scared to drive in bad weather, so they don't do it. They won't.
So they all come out like...
They come out when it's nice weather.
I love that. They come out.
Yes. The bad drivers.
Is that what it is?
It's not any particular
I will say,
anything.
You might be right, because I live in a condo in the underground parking. There's some cars with so much dust in it. People are writing messages on it.
Yeah.
Like, is this person dead? Clean your car. Like, it's incredible. But why is the traffic so much worse when it's sunny?
Well, I think the glare can cause some problems too, right? Like, if you're driving into the sun...
Yeah, for sure. You better.
That can obviously be difficult to do, and that'll slow everybody down.
This is an overpopulated city, and everyone's got a vehicle, and they're just out there for a Sunday stroll on a Friday afternoon.
What's your philosophy? Because I tried to do some things downtown today, and it was just incredible. I think I told you last week about moving to a farm. I'm thinking about it, man.
Yeah, but if you do that, dude, you're going to have appointments downtown.
Yeah,
now you just have to drive further to get in and further to get back.
If I were you, when is your lease up? Next year?
September 17th.
Okay, ride it out and then sign a short-term lease out in the burbs for 6 months. See if you like it. I guarantee you, you're going to have an issue as to... You know, geez, I'm too far out. Like,
you're right.
You're going to have to find maybe.
I think I do have the right balance because I got the chalet and you go back and forth. You get a balance, right?
But what about, didn't you grow up at
By the way, if anybody's going to Collingwood this weekend for long weekend, shoot me a DM on Twitter. Let's make things happen because I'm off all weekend and I will be ready to do some work in Collingwood.
Is that right? Wow.
Friday at 7 o'clock.
Man of the people. I like it.
Yeah, and by the way, I know this is a world where you can't make comments about ladies, whatever, but Toronto, this is a great city. The sun was out today, and ladies, you all looked beautiful.
Every single one you saw looked beautiful.
Seriously, right, beautiful women in Toronto.
No discriminating.
No.
Every single woman
in
the city. Every person.
Like, are you even allowed to say that? Like, there were some beautiful women walking around.
I think you're allowed to say that,
to say that in context, like, right? You're not being...
Just trying to compliment the ladies. Like, there's just beautiful women everywhere.
Yeah, it's a good-looking town.
Wow.
I'm with you. That's where you're not going to get that in the farm, buddy. You're out in the farm, you're not going to see that. There's not going to be people moving and shaking on the back roads out in Bob Cajun.
I'll take the burbs instead of people moving and shaking in front of you, or a guy in jean shorts driving his bicycle down the middle of the road and slowing all the cars up.
Well, bike lanes. That's why if Doug Ford goes in, who knows what's going to happen. Like, I found this whole election is so hysterical because they're just screaming out catchphrases like everyone's doing it. Now Doug Ford is claiming that he's going to lower gas prices because he's in charge of international oil.
You know what? Lie like all of them. There's no one better than
they all do.
They all lie.
Oh, they're all doing it. They all come out with, it's like, okay, what are people complaining about today? All right, boom, that's going to be my catchphrase. All right, what is this group going to say? Okay, that's what I'm going to preach. It happens this isn't anything new. Every single election is the exact same, but we're really starting to pick up steam because it's
happening June 7th, right?
Yeah, it's only a few weeks away.
Yeah.
So there's a lot going on today, a lot of things we got to get into. It's Wednesday, so Jerry's percentage is at 5:30. I'm very intrigued to see what Jerry has in store. After last week,
Jerry
was a little bit disappointed.
Jerry had some comments about his secretary. Who knows if there was a reconciliation? I don't know this.
We're not sure.
Should we play the clip from last week where... Well, we got into it a little bit during Jerry's.
There was an incident.
Just to let people...
An incident.
Refreshing the memories of people because last Wednesday there was an incident on the show.
Yeah.
Maybe someone else should do Jerry if there's a particular pace.
Maybe someone else should put in all the work.
Jerry Ann is around. Jerry's. She's available.
You know what? I'll do next week.
Yeah.
Jerry does Jerry.
Okay. I will believe that when I see it.
Okay. There's no need for any convo between Jerry and his assistant because Jerry will do
it all. We'll take care of everything. Okay. All right. So there you
have it. Game, respect, game.
That's right. So that's coming up at 5:30. We'll see if Jerry follows through.
See how that unfolds.
Maybe there was a reconciliation between Jerry and his secretary, his very talented secretary. Maybe he takes a page out of the Joey Votto playbook.
Yes, the walk it back.
How about Joey Votto? Your boy, Noodles.
My boy. I actually like him, and I do give him respect for walking it back, but what was the context of why he said it in the first place?
Well, why don't we play the clip from the podcast?
From the podcast. Like, I was listening to it last night. I'm like, why is this guy even shooting from the hip like that?
Yeah, so he was on a Yahoo MLB podcast. Yeah. And I guess James Paxton and his no-hitter in Toronto came up last week. And Joey Votto went off. And as we know, Joey Votto, born and raised in Toronto, the greatest baseball player from this city ever, and I think he's on pace to be considered the greatest ball player of all time from the country.
But he had a little bit of Namath. Like, I couldn't care less about the Jets. Like,
all right, let's hear it. This was Joey Votto on a Yahoo podcast. I guess it was released early yesterday morning, and all hell broke loose.
But as far as, you know, Toronto and Canadian baseball and the country of Canada and him being Canadian, I don't care at all. He or the Jays or Canada in general may disagree with that, but I couldn't give a rat's ass about that because I'm more happy for him. You know, I thought that was a great moment. I get excited. I'm not connected to Toronto, so I don't feel any sort of way about that.
So when I played for the Carolina Hurricanes, you feel like you're playing in the NHL, and you're working in the States, and I think that's where his thought process was. He doesn't feel like this ultra Canadian thing right now. It's like another guy did something great, but he lives in the States. He works in the States. He's paid by an American team. He is Canadian. It's great for Canadian baseball or. Or is it? It's like it's about the big leagues. It's about the professional team you're playing for. Do you not agree?
Well, yeah, I agree with his stance on the Paxton achievement. Like he said afterwards, I was happy for him as a player. You got a no-hitter.
Yeah, he's a colleague of mine. I play in the same league as him. Good for him. But do we have to draw it all back to...
I said the same thing when it happened last week. I said... kind of in a snide way, like, oh, because he's Canadian, we're supposed to appreciate it more. Right. I think at times, as Canadians, we have a very minor league mentality. This is a big country with a large population and a rich history in pro sports. It was a great scene, but I wasn't sitting there feeling so patriotic because he was Canadian throwing a no-hitter.
This is a major league pitcher that had an outstanding game.
Right.
I'm happy that he's got the tattoo on his arm.
It's cool.
To the crowd.
It's a cool story, but I don't think he deserves like the key to the country because he did it or anything like that. And I think that's what Votto was kind of saying.
I got that too. It just if Votto was from Western Canada, I think it would resonate. Like I could kind of back that up a little bit more because what does he care about Toronto? What does he care about the Blue Jays? Like, yeah, it's the only team in the majors in Canada, but what does he care about it? Like, he plays in the States, and I could see that, but didn't his development, like, he came from here.
Right.
Like his development, like, was in Etobicoke, I believe.
Right, he grew up in Mimico.
Two things about it. Yeah. I'm sure if you were his coaches in Canada that helped him move along and helped him develop in baseball, you might feel a little bit slighted.
Yeah.
But I don't think he was trying to slight his T-ball coaches. And the second part of it is, for all the people that are so disgusted about this, and the fake outrage that they're so disgusted and never want to see him back in this country again, like, get a hold of yourself. Do you understand that sometimes pro athletes, when they're asked a question on a podcast, an hour before that, they might have had an issue that pissed them off, and they went into it in the wrong frame of mind, and sometimes you speak out of turn or whatever. It's just... for the people that are so, everyone's so offended about everything.
But they
get a life.
But are they though? Like, did it really?
No,
like,
they're not. They just want their voice to be heard on Twitter. This is disgusting.
I didn't lose one second of sleep last night.
Me neither.
Night over
my
Joey
life
Votto's
went on. Part. I woke up. I did my thing. I'm like, oh.
But I will say this.
The fake outrage on Twitter and the people that act like they care so much is a complete farce.
But he, I think he did himself a service today. If he genuinely felt sorry about it, I thought his statement today was excellent.
Well,
he owned it.
We'll play that in a second. What I will say is, and I'm not surprised by this, and I hold this resentment at times myself, it strikes a nerve, and I believe this applies to every Canadian, regardless of what they say publicly. They may pretend like it doesn't.
Because right. They think everything in the U.S. is the big brother, and we just have that little brother thing.
Right? Well, that partially, but more so when Canadians go to the States and they forget about where they come from, I think it bothers Canadians who stay here.
Yeah.
And it happens a lot of times with our actors and with our musicians. And it doesn't generally happen with our athletes. I mean, this is the first time where I can think of an example like this. But it happens all the time with like actors go down there and they're gone and they become American citizens and they're proud Americans and they talk about that. And that's fine. You live your life down there. You marry an American. Your kids are American or whatever. I understand that because it goes both ways. Mm-hmm. People from all over the world move to Canada and then they become Canadians and they love being Canadian. But it does strike a nerve for Canadians, and it strikes a nerve for me when you hear it from people that grew up, born and raised here, and then all of a sudden they go to the States and it's Mr. Yeah. or Mrs. America, and you forget about where you came from. And I think that is how it kind of came off with Votto, like when he said, you know, I'm more about the baseball, American baseball scene, and I came up in America, and blah, blah,
right,
blah.
Right, because I've been down here for so long.
Right, that bothered me to hear that part. But this is, he was on with Kara Wagland on SportsCenter, and he talked about where he, this was rooted, those comments were rooted from. And I think this is where it really gets interesting and speaks to what's going on with Votto and how I think I had it all wrong in terms of what he represented for the longest time. And I'll tell you about that, and I'll get to my points in a second. We'll all discuss it. But this is how Votto, Joey Votto on SportsCenter, walked back those comments earlier this afternoon.
I had mentioned several different instances, including not getting drafted by the Toronto Blue Jays. And I just think I was asked that question, and, you know, I just felt in the middle of that conversation, I just felt jealous of I being asked, you know, in the city that I live in, about another Canadian athlete having a big moment. I thought to myself, man, like, I haven't had that big moment, and it's immature, childish, clearly selfish, and in a casual podcast conversation, I totally was reckless with my comments, and I most definitely hurt a lot of people, and I embarrassed myself.
So, I mean, that sounds like contrition to me, and genuine contrition to me.
It did sound genuine.
Yeah, and he's listen, everyone's entitled to their own opinion, and he said what he said, and now he's walking it back, and if you have an issue with that, so be it. But I was always of the belief, because this is a guy, again, born and raised in Toronto, played high school ball in Toronto, not a guy who was uber-talented and went and played in Florida in high school or anything, a lot of our basketball players do that go down to the States. He played baseball here. He mentioned he's still got a chip on his shoulder that the Blue Jays didn't select him. Right. Now, he went in the second round. He didn't go in the 45th round, and they passed on him 45 times. They passed on him once, and the Reds took him. But he's mentioned that the Canadian Olympic team didn't take him when he was in the minors. And, you know, Baseball Canada maybe had turned his back on – they had turned his back on him earlier in his life or earlier in his career. I've always been of the impression that he didn't want to be recognized in Toronto, that he didn't want a big profile here.
Right.
Because it's pretty easy – to pump the tires of Joey Votto. I would think if he wanted it, you get an agent, you get a publicist. There's a lot of companies in the city that would get in bed with Joey Votto.
Yeah, Toronto boy.
Best baseball player in the history
Drew
of the
Marsh,
city.
Like all of the, you know, everything that comes
kind of trending toward a Hall of Fame player.
Absolutely, he's trending towards a Hall of Fame player. Lou Marsh winner twice. Like, Canada's best athlete of the year twice.
Right.
Like, one of the great athletes in the country's history. Greatest baseball player in Toronto history. So I always was of the belief, because he didn't have the profile here, he didn't want it. He was kind of a guy who just wanted to be left alone.
Right.
But hearing these comments, I think I've been wrong on that. I think he wants the recognition here, but he doesn't want to be responsible for pushing it along.
Right.
He wants Toronto and the businesses and people to go to him and
hey,
be like, why aren't we promoting this guy? Yeah. And I feel like that's why he's got a chip on his shoulder.
I've told you, I've come back from Carolina where I had a 35-goal season, and I walked into a place in the Four Seasons, and I think it was Wade Belak that walked in the bar. And it was just like everybody, autographs, recognition. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm just a stiff in there, right? I'm the guy from, nobody knows who I am.
Right.
I'm like, man, that would be so cool. To just, not cool, but it would.
Yeah, you
everybody's
feel,
got an ego, right? It would just feel pride. Like, wow, it'd it's be pride. Cool to play in a big market and be recognized like that. But
for sure, it's pride. It is 100%. It's ego. You're allowed that. You're human. That's human emotion. Like, that's why I have no problem with his statement today. And like, that didn't sound like that was contrived. Like, hey, I better, you know, he called up a PR firm and like, help me with the statement. Like, sounds like he sat down, may have had some help from a PR person, obviously, as far as wording that. But it sounded like a guy who was reckless with his comments, shooting from the hip a little bit. But when you have him say, like, hey, I would like to be acknowledged in essence.
I wish I had that moment.
You know, it's funny, in listening to that, like, I've Team Canada for myself. I got passed over many times, but also was, I grew up with the Team Canada system, Team Pacific, all of that, and played in that time. I never loved Hockey Canada. I always thought there was an arrogance to them. I always, like, they, you know, I maybe that's a slight jealousy on in my fact,
mm-hmm.
but you know, other guys go on and have great careers in that, and they get to play for Team Canada. I think everyone has their own vision of how they like to be perceived from their hometown, from their home country, and sounds like Votto is a guy who does have respect, does have pride in Toronto.
Yes, well,
but
he
I just was shocked.
He lives here in the off season. He does a lot of charitable work in the off season. You know, I've never disputed, even with the comments, that he knows who he is or where he's from. But that's what caught me off guard, was how flippant he was about that kind of stuff. It you know, made me kind of stop. Like, really, you're Joe America now? Like, because I didn't think that was always the case.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, that's the reality, is that this is a guy, he should be known by every sports fan in the city. Like, every sports fan should know the story of Joey Votto, but I've never thought that actually was the case. And there are Blue Jays way down the order that would create more of a buzz in a bar downtown than Joey Votto.
No kidding. Joey, like, Votto would walk into the bar.
Morales?
Anybody.
Kendrys Morales, probably. Well, I don't know.
I've been
Morales,
at places with the Blue Jays, and it's like, you'd think, oh, it's a hockey town, whatever. These guys get recognized.
Absolutely.
Sure they do.
Yeah, they do.
They get a lot of respect in this city.
Well, Votto was on after he won the Lou Marsh in December. And I want to play this clip because he was goofing around, but I think now this clip makes more sense about how Votto, I do think he's got some insecurities when it comes to Toronto and how the city has responded to his greatness and what he's done, and maybe how his profile isn't big enough and he's not a well-known enough
right.
character in the city, so to speak. Because he was on after the Lou Marsh, and he told a story about running into Shanahan. And it's pretty funny, yeah. But now that I think back on it, like, the second I heard this, I wrote to Mullen. I said, get this clip, because I think now this makes a lot more sense.
Right.
So this is Joey Votto on Overdrive back in December after he won his second Lou Marsh.
I met Brandon Shanahan one time at a Raptors game, and mm-hmm. I said, hey, man, you're from Mimico. I just wanted to let you know you were an inspiration to me as a professional athlete. And he didn't blow me off, but he didn't feel like he had the time of day. So
right.
let Brandon know I've got two of these and he's got none. So all thank right. you very much.
We'll send that along to him. We will make sure he knows who you are now. How crazy is that clip now? Like, the second I thought of it, I'm like, he's joking around, and I think that's true, but he's basically saying, hey, I got two of these, and why does Shanahan not know who I am or what I'm all about?
Yeah.
Well, what's a guy supposed to do when you go up to somebody and say, hey, I won the Lou Marsh, like, you were an inspiration? You go, oh, great, thank you very much. And then you might have people with you, you might be doing something. Not everybody has time, and people need to understand this. Not everyone has time for a 15-minute stop and chat. You might have a place to be, you might be with people that are dragging you a certain direction. So in a certain particular time, it's, hey, you were an inspiration to me, Art. Thank you very much. I'm glad I was. And then you got to go just, like, Well, it's not saying that you're big leaguing somebody by. Do you know Shanny? Do you think he would say, "Oh, good for you, bud. Take a lap."
No, I don't know
that to you. But
yes, of course he did that to me. But you don't. We don't know the context of the meet and greet and the conversation. But I would suggest that if you know who Joey Votto is, you're probably like, "Hey, it's Joey Votto." Yeah, you're not going to be like, "Hey, I got to go," you know, for a meet and greet or something.
Probably
like that.
Would give him that.
I don't think Brendan
Shanahan
knows jack squat about baseball.
But that's the whole point. I think that's exactly what Votto's saying is that Shanahan didn't even know who he was.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he probably said, "Hey, thanks for saying that. Have a good night."
Exactly.
And Joey Votto took that as this guy blew me off.
Totally.
Because I've had it happen to me before. I'm not at that level or whatever, but it's like, "Oh, you know, so-and-so said they saw you at a dinner," and it was just like, "Hey, what's going on?" It's like, I don't know people. I'm busy. I'm with people. It's like
no one expects you to know the average person. But Joey Votto, I think, is saying here, "I'm not the average person, man. I'm the greatest baseball player in the history of the city. I've won 2 Lou Marsh Awards, and people don't know who I am."
Right.
Like, and maybe it's on him to get out there more.
That if you have to tell people who you are, then maybe you're not who you are. So maybe nobody gives a rat's ass, period. End of story. He's a Cincinnati Red. Does anybody here care about that? No.
Okay, but did we care?
Great Canadian athlete. That's great.
Steve Nash was a Phoenix Sun. We treated him like a god.
And he is. And Joey Votto should be treated that way, too. He's a great player. Where is he in the history of great Canadian players?
You know what hurts Joey Votto is maybe that if he was a New York Yankee or a Chicago Cub, it might be totally different. Because you talk about the Devils or different teams that you find irrelevant in sports.
Yeah.
The Cincinnati Reds, you can't be more irrelevant than what they are.
No, they're awful. Like, they were good for a few years, but the past 3 years, they've been abysmal.
Garbage.
Garbage. Yeah. Hot
garbage. That's not his fault.
No, it's not. And I would love to see him out, you know, but it's not. Even if he gets out, it doesn't mean he's coming to Toronto.
I have no problem. Like I say, you disarm people with the truth. You make a mistake, you apologize, and move on. And I agree.
It's over.
Like,
for the people that are throwing out the fake outrage, just get a life.
But the, like him making a statement, it's almost a good lesson for a lot of people talking on these podcasts where you think, you make a comment and it lights up like wildfire. And he's had to do the rounds today. Do you think he woke up yesterday, or when did he do this podcast? Probably last week.
Mm-hmm.
You think he woke up the next day going, "I'm going to have to do the media tour because of something I said"?
Probably not, but right. I would guess at some point it dawned on him, "Hey, this is blowing up.
This could get
going
here.
Canada's heard and Toronto's heard," because he's doing the rounds today.
Yeah,
like
big time.
He's out in San Fran. He showed up at the park early to do the rounds. Like, he's aware of what is going on here. He's aware of how people reacted. He's aware that people aren't happy with the comments.
Right.
And, you know, they were flippant comments. They come from a certain place that he's trying to explain, which you may like or dislike. But he's apologized. It's not the end of the world. He hasn't hurt anybody personally.
No.
And I move on. So
you're right. He apologized. What else are you supposed to do? Drive to people's houses and give them a gift certificate for Tim Hortons?
I don't know.
What do you do? Nothing.
Well,
move on with life.
Matt Stairs is going to join us, and he's a great Canadian baseball player, and he's down in San Diego, I believe. So get his take on all this and get into the baseball scene with him. And Gary Lawless will be on the show at 5.
Jerry Lawless.
Old Vegas.
Jerry Lawless, game 3 tonight.
Yep.
And see this kind of pissing match between the two cities. I get now people in Vegas are claiming that it will be louder than the crowd.
Oh yeah, Ryan Reeves came out and said we got better. It's like,
yeah, get out.
That's what's kind of. I told you about the social media stuff. It's like, do grown adults really like? Is there enough time in your day where this affects you that much and you have to fight about it and be jerks about it? I just scroll through this stuff. I'm like, do you have a life? 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 Why is this?
There's
a thing going around on social media. I don't even know what the hell it is, Brian. It's about a Laura or a Vanna or something.
It's Laurel or Yanni, and that's serious stuff, dude. Don't disparage.
What is it?
Well, what did you hear? Did you hear Laurel?
I don't even know what it is.
All right, you got to listen to it.
But what does it stem from? Like, did someone say something on an interview?
No, what it is, it's like the blue dress. Remember that dress a year ago where some people saw blue. Some people saw black, was it? Or
black,
I don't even know. It's the same thing. If you listen to this clip, half the people hear Laurel and the other half hear Yanni. It's creeping people out. And I have heard both. I'm not kidding
you. Do we have the clip? Are we going to play it? Like, we should figure out if we could.
I think
find
we can play
who it.
It
is.
Okay, we'll get the audio. We'll let you hear it, and you tell us what you hear.
Is it Laurel?
Why are you in such a bad mood? Like, you're just ready to freak out on everybody.
Stuff's pissing me off today, and I got hot takes, and I'm mad.
It's a beautiful day outside, too. There was you started the show saying there was beautiful people outside.
Right. Yeah, but then you just get into these people on social media. I'm just devastated at Joey. No, you're not. Go home and enjoy your family and have dinner. Have a beer and go to bed and shut up.
Get this guy a farmhouse. You need
exactly.
to get
We're
a horse and live in the mountains
tomorrow.
And just disappear.
You are moving out to the country tomorrow.
That's one of the great lines. Have you ever seen the movie Dirty Work?
Yeah.
Remember Norman, Don Rickles
Norman
on that?
McDonald's, yeah.
When he just goes down the line, he's like, why don't you get a horse and go live in the mountains and stop bothering people? That's what you either have to do that or everyone else on earth has to do.
I'll do it. Agitated. I'm going up to the chalet this weekend. Any big parties in the village, you let me know.
All right. Matt Stairs coming up. Jerry Lawless.
Yeah.
Gary's percentages. Craig Button's going to be in studio.
Nice.
We got Craig in here. Overdrive continues on the TSN app. Overdrive is delivered by Skip the Dishes. Skip the Dishes delivers the food you want from the restaurants you love. Place your order using the Skip the Dishes app or online at skipthedishes.com. Jerry Lawless will join us from Vegas ahead of Game 3 tonight. Vegas-Winnipeg. Big game. How about Tampa last night? You knew the response was coming, but I didn't think they played that great. I mean, they got the lead, and Vasilevsky played really well.
Vasilevsky was really good. Like, there was a time in the second period. Oh, there goes the 20.
Oh, I forgot about our little bet.
I didn't forget about it. I'd said that last night. I was sitting on the couch. I'm like, oh, it was Hayes.
Yeah, Beansy.
Bucks.
Beansy owns Richie.
There was a time in the second period where Washington was all over them. Vasilevsky was standing on his head, and they go right. Tampa goes right down and scores.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was it. Washington goes back to generating chances. And Washington's a very good team. Tampa, you know, they got production from all the people they needed to last night.
Yep.
Hedman, Kucherov, and Stamkos.
And Vasilevsky.
And Vasilevsky.
That's other one again.
Here's your team.
And Tom Wilson was, going off postgame about that hit from Stroman.
I didn't like the hit either.
We'll get into it more in detail and his role in it because he's become kind of a villain in the game because of the way he plays. And
for sure.
Interesting comments from him postgame, though. But we've been talking a lot about the Joey Votto stuff, and Canadian Baseball Hall of Famer Matt Stairs is going to join us. We'll get his take on what Votto said, how he responded to it, how he feels about it. We'll get to that in 2 minutes. All right, Matt Stairs coming up here in just a second. Jamie tweeting in at Overdrive 1050 saying, you have to ask Matt Stairs why he was always walking up to the plate with the Stone Cold Steve Austin theme song.
Because he's a legend.
That is a great walk-up song.
Like what is it? I don't even know what
Remember
that
the
is.
Crack of the glass and then... I don't know if there were any lyrics in it. I don't think there were. Yes.
Well, you know, Mulls has it queued up.
Oh,
like
he's Mr. Stone Cold.
Those two back there are throwing.
Hang on,
cross
let's
face.
Just breathe. I gotta hear it. So this is when the guy is walking up to.
This
the
This is
ring.
How Matt Stairs would walk up to the plate. This is great.
Once we're done with Matt, we'll have to figure out what our walk-up songs.
We should all come up with a walk-up song today. Here he is, Canadian Baseball Hall of Famer, longtime MLB'er. Matt Stairs, that must make you feel nostalgic hearing the Stone Cold walk-up song.
Yeah, it kind of had me locked in there for a few seconds, that's for sure.
What was that all about? You a big Stone Cold fan?
Well, I think it started back in the Oakland A's days when we were all huge back in the WWF back in the day, now WWE. And, you know, Giambi and Tim Raines and myself, we all decided to come up to certain things. And that was just one thing that I was a big Stone Cold Steve Austin fan. And there was no lyrics. It just kind of got me in the right zone of walking up the home plate, and you know, it was pretty good.
Well, I was doing some research just in the break there because someone mentioned that you used to come up with the Stone Cold theme song, and I was reading a story that you were at the Wing Bowl in Philly, which is allegedly just like the craziest scene on earth.
That is.
And you did the Stone Cold, like, two beers at a time routine, or what?
Yeah, that was that was one of the funner times. You know, it's funny because we walked out. There was two beers sitting in front of me, and it was like at 6 o'clock in the morning. And I walked out. You know, there's 20-some thousand people going on, and you know, drunker than you know what. And it was just, I grabbed the beers, and played the music, I grabbed the two beers all over the face, and the crowd get into it. And it was funny because I almost didn't get hired from CSN because I was down there doing an interview for broadcasting. I said, well, is this the type of guy we really want to be on the broadcast, pounding two beers at 6 in the morning? So at that point, I didn't really give a crap about it. It was just more of you know, getting the fans into it and being myself.
Yeah, I've heard of that Wing Bowl, man. It's allegedly the craziest party on earth.
Like, do you think you could do your thing or the guys you played with nowadays, Matt, with the social media and people taking videos? Do you think these guys now are just a lot more aware of doing stuff like that?
I believe. I think they're cautious. I mean, they're, you know, everywhere you go, there's a camera on you, or you know, someone's tweeting something out, or whatever it's going to be. And I think guys just have to be careful nowadays. They can't really have a whole lot of fun playing professional sports because it's just, there's always going to be something questioning what's going on. But you know, you can still have fun, and you know, I thought that was fun. It was me. I wasn't hurting anyone, or I might have pissed some people off, but it was just more of, you know, me being me and going out and enjoying what I do, and that's, you know, being friendly with the crowd and having a good time.
We're chatting with Canadian Baseball Hall of Famer Matt Stairs. All right, I'm sure you've heard this clip, Joey Votto, on a Yahoo podcast, but I want to play it again just in case we've got a new audience here or if we haven't heard it. So this is what Votto had to say about James Paxton last week, his no-hitter, and he went on about Toronto and baseball in Canada, et cetera. This was Votto on a Yahoo podcast yesterday.
But as far as, you know, Toronto and Canadian baseball and the country of Canada and him being Canadian, I don't care at all. He or the Jays or Canada in general may disagree with that, but I couldn't give a rat's ass about that because I'm more happy for him. You know, I thought that was a great moment. I get excited. I'm not connected to Toronto, so I don't feel any sort of way about that.
So you know the way it is up here, Matt. I mean, that caused a big stir. People weren't happy with his comments. How did you react to those comments from Votto?
Well, I actually just heard about 10 minutes ago, to tell you the truth. Again, I'm old school. I don't really pay attention to social media. You know, by listening to it, listen, I'm not going to sit here and bash Joey Votto on comments, and I'm not going to sit here and support his comments. You know, he came back and apologized or whatever, apparently today in some emails and social media. The bottom line is you got to think sometimes before you speak. You know, it's a 30-second rule. You know, I imagine a lot of parents have given it to kids before, and, you know, it's the same thing. You just can't, even if you do mean it, you kind of got to beat around the bush a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, it's something that he shouldn't have said it. He's Canadian. He's from Ontario, right?
Yeah, he's from Toronto.
I mean, you should be very supportive of all Canadian athletes, and especially ball players, because there's not a lot of them in the major leagues. To see, I thought it was unbelievable. I watched it, and I had goosebumps. I mean, you've got someone 97, 98, 99 in the ninth inning. Guy from Canada throwing a no-hitter in Toronto. I thought it was great for him, and I thought it sucked for Toronto Blue Jays. You know, but, I mean, it's the fact that you got to support the Canadian athletes. I mean, that's just the bottom line. And he said he grew up half his life in the United States, so I spent 30 years in the United States, and I'm the proudest Canadian there is, and still, you know, follow all the Canadian players, even though I'm retired in coaching. And to me, it's just when I see someone, you know, Canadian wise doing something really well. I go back to, you know, with the older players and Larry Walker really putting his foot in the door for myself and making names for Canadian ball players. And I'm not going to speak for him, but he probably got off and he probably thought, you know what, I might have went overboard a little bit, you know, because let's face it, everyone in Canada is supporting Joey Votto. You know, kids want to grow up to be like a Joey Votto, so that's probably the reason why he came back the next day and apologized, and he probably spoke before he thought.
Yeah, he's backpedaling like a madman now. I mean, that was expected, right. And I tend to believe the contrition. I believe that he's being honest when he's taking the comments back, or at least he's trying to explain them. He's not pretending like it didn't happen. He said what he said, but
right.
Tried to explain them. But give us some insight on the baseball fraternity when it comes to Canadians, because like you said, there's not a lot in the league Do you have that automatic connection when you play a team with other Canadians? Do you go out of your way to talk to them before the game, after the game? What's that like?
Well, I don't know how it is now. I mean, but when I was playing, it was. I mean, if you went to, you know, Colorado and Larry Walker's there, first guy you're looking for, you know, is Larry before you stretch. You want to go talk to him, and, you know, you just sit down and talk hitting, you talk in general about how things are going. And, you know, it's the same way with, you know, Justin Morneau and Russell Martin, you know, Jason Band the days, Real Cormier. I mean, it's a bonding with the Canadian players, knowing that. Maybe it's a little different from when I played, because I didn't get drafted. We signed as a free agent, so we knew it was a little harder to get to the major leagues and spend that much time and, you know, spending 19 years there. You know, it's just something that, again, when you see the Canadian players, you go out and talk to them. It's like playing in Japan. It's like you have two guys per team back when I played, and as soon as you saw the two Americans, you wanted to go talk to those guys or wherever they're from. And it's the same way for the Canadian ball players. We take a lot of pride in making the major leagues, spending some time there, knowing how hard it is to make the major leagues, one, and two, being Canadian to make the major leagues. It is a special day when you see another Canadian ball player and for Paxton. Throwing that no-hitter, I'm extremely proud of him and congratulating him, you know, for doing a feat that's, you know, extremely hard to do. So there is a bond with the Canadian players when we see each other.
He is Canadian Baseball Hall of Famer, longtime major leaguer Matt Stairs. Really appreciate your take on all this and your insight, and we'll catch up again down the road. Thank you for doing this.
Yeah, guys, I appreciate it. Thank you.
There's Matt Stairs. Stone cold Matt Stairs.
I love it. You walk up and...
Yeah, but this isn't about going up to and saying hi to Larry Walker in Colorado. That's not what this is. This guy had a bad moment and get over it.
Yeah. Well, Votto's...
He explained himself. He's like, maybe there's a little bit of jealousy, not in a good mood. Made some comments. I'm sorry I did it. It's like, just get a hold of yourself.
Well, listen, I understand why people don't want to hear a guy, you know, crap all over Canada and the Canadian baseball, but... Like, I kind of heard it a little bit different. I think what he was trying to express, and I'm not here to speak for him, but I think what he was trying to say was, I don't feel like, because I'm Canadian, I have to be, like, over the moon for another Canadian doing something.
Yeah, this is probably big picture for him. I told you, he plays on maybe the least relevant Major League Baseball team in the league.
Yeah, one of them.
One of them, and it's like, I'm this all-star that does all these great things, and I'm tired of all this accolation and admiration for other athletes in the sport. And I'm stuck on this garbage team in garbage town.
Well, then get out, I would say. If you got a problem with it, then demand a trade and get the hell out of Cincinnati.
It reek of, you know, it comes back to that argument where if there's a Canadian team in the Stanley Cup final, you got to cheer for them?
Right. You're obligated because they're Canadian. Why?
Right. So you're, if he's down
you,
there.
You bought into that. You're like, I'm not cheering for these. I don't care about the Canadian teams.
Of course not.
Like,
you know, is it
Why
cool?
Why are people scorching you for that comment?
Well, I don't know. I mean, yeah, exactly. I would say the same. Like, it's
Nobody
cool.
Cares,
the story is
why.
Cool.
Right.
Would I be more interested in the Canadian team every day of the week? Am I more interested in a Canadian throwing a no-hitter? Yes.
Right.
Do I feel overly patriotic? Not necessarily.
But
I don't
I couldn't care less about the Jays.
To prove I'm Canadian.
Like, I couldn't care less about the Jays. They didn't choose him. Like,
right. He doesn't play for them.
Right. Doesn't play for them. He doesn't have an allegiance to them.
Right.
You know, the Canadian baseball, I thought, was a little bit over the top because he did come up and he's a product of that. But why should he have an allegiance to the Toronto Blue Jays?
No, he has no obligation to be
zero
allegiant to them whatsoever. No,
but you can be a proud Canadian, which
that's the thing that I took issue with. It didn't sound like it. Kind of sounded like him going out of his way to be like, I'm an American guy now. Like that.
Yeah.
That's where it's like, wait a minute, dude. That's people don't want to hear that.
No.
And that. I think you've got to explain yourself. Okay, so Gary Lawless is coming up on Game 3 tonight. We'll get into Tom Wilson's post-game comments about the hit from behind that he received from Anton Stroman last night. And Craig Button's going to be in studio in the 6 p.m. hour. All right, Gary Lawless will join us from Vegas ahead of Game 3 tonight. Jerry's percentages at 5:30. I caused a stir on Twitter earlier today. We'll tell you about that because the World Cup is right around the corner, and we got to pick a couple of teams that we can either love or hate because we don't have any skin in the game. And the Jays beat up on the Mets earlier today. I'll tell you a little bit more of that.
How come Ireland never makes any of those tournaments? Like, are they drunk or what?
They make it sometimes. I think they were at the last World Cup.
No, they weren't.
They weren't? Scotland hasn't been in since, like, 94. The Scottish, they don't even get close.
Like, don't they love soccer? Isn't that, like, a passion?
Yeah, generally. A lot of good teams, man. Like, Italy's not in. The States aren't in. The Netherlands.
I wonder about Canada. How come we can't have a team?
Well, we have to host for us to get in. We're not any good. We
suck. How the hell are we not good? I know it's cold in the wintertime, but come on.
Iceland is in. They have 300,000 people.
No kidding.
All right, we'll crack that now. We'll get into it. We'll figure it out. Overdrive continues, TSN 1050.
You've been listening to Overdrive, delivered by Skip the Dishes. Skip the Dishes delivers the food you want from the restaurants you love. Place your order using the Skip the Dishes app or online at skipthedishes.com.